Governor Jim Doyle unveiled for the state his method of balancing the budget over the next 2 years, a budget with a previously projected deficit of $3.2 billion. Doyle says his budget represents the first two-year spending cut in 30 years.
We have cut as no administration has ever cut before. We have eliminated jobs. We have slashed overhead. We have abolished agencies, and we have done much more. The depth of these cuts matches the depth of this crisis.
Under Doyle's plan, 2,900 state jobs would be eliminated. His budget planners cannot say how many would come from attrition and how many would be layoffs. His plan cuts government agencies by 10%, including a $250 million cut from the University of Wisconsin. The Doyle budget cuts back on the two-thirds funding formula for schools, giving them $300 million less, and it cuts $70 million from shared revenue to municipalities.
The budget does not raise taxes. It does not raise income taxes, sales taxes, or corporate taxes.
Fees that go up under the Doyle plan include a $10 hike for license plates and car titles, and an increase of $12 for fishing licenses. Doyle's plan calls for a limit on how much the university can raise tuition to offset cuts, limiting increases to $250 a semester outstate and $350 at Madison and Milwaukee. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch of Poplar says Wisconsin citizens must speak out if they find, as he has, the cuts cut too deep.
The parents who pay the higher tuition will have to tell you whether they think that paying higher tuition somehow costs them less because it's called tuition and it isn't a tax.
Republicans found it hard to criticize big cuts in government and no increase in taxes. Assembly Speaker John Gard.
We want to take the governor's word on Inauguration Day when he said, an honest budget with no smoke and mirrors. We hope when we look at the details that that is true.
It's expected to take weeks for the budget to be analyzed, much longer for legislators to make their changes and vote it through. The governor urges quick work, saying the longer it's drawn out, the tougher the decisions become. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.